You're listening to Real Talk, sponsored by Marcus Werenberg Theaters. I'm Colin Ritter.
I'm Peter Lewis.
And before we get started, we just want to let you guys know that you can now listen to our podcast on iTunes, the Google Play Store, as well as KRCU.org. So that's pretty exciting.
It's great.
Great stuff, right? So today is a pretty big episode. It is the Academy Awards preview. We're getting ready for the 89th Academy Awards coming up just this weekend. So today we're going to give you a bit of our ideas as to how we think the awards are going to go, who we think is going to win, who we think should win. So we have a pretty decent lineup of stuff to talk about today, don't we, Peter?
Got a lot of categories to go through. Obviously, the big news for this year, will La La Land tie or break the record for most wins in an Academy Awards show?
That's right. So a lot to talk about. So let's get started. What's our first category to discuss, Peter?
So we're just going to go back. We're going to obviously save the big ones for last.
Okay.
So we're going to start with best visual effects.
What are our options
here? Our nominees this year are Deepwater Horizon,
okay,
Doctor Strange, The Jungle Book, Kubo and the Two Strings, and Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Okay. Where do you stand?
Personally, I think Rogue One
I agree.
Should win. However, knowing the Academy, I think The Jungle Book is the more likely one
mm-hmm.
because of how impressive it was. Because I think we're used to seeing what Star Wars can do.
Yeah.
And I think Rogue One did a pretty impressive job creating a young Carrie Fisher and a Peter Cushing
yeah.
after his decease, obviously. I think that's an impressive thing. But again, like we said in the previous review, it kind of went too far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jungle Book was really subtle and impressive. I
yeah.
think that's what the Academy is looking for.
I agree. I think you are right on that pick. But I also agree that I think Rogue One would be my personal choice, but Jungle Book is likely to win. You know, fair enough. So,
fair enough.
Next category. We're just going to kind of fly through these, I guess. What's our next one?
Next one we're going to look at is Best Film Editing. We have Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, La La Land, and Moonlight. Five really big films.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
But I think we have to go La La Land.
I agree. I mean, just the movie Musical Man, come on. I mean, that's hard. That is hard to do. And I think they did an exquisite job of editing that film.
Especially if you look at the behind the background of it,
yeah.
how there were some nights where they only had a few shots to get it right.
Exactly.
Like Damien Chazelle did not want to go too far into it. So
exactly. Like the Lovely Nights dance sequence that's on Mount Hollywood. We were talking about that earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
About, yeah, they just had a few hours every single day to get this scene filmed, which
had
is
six shots to get it right.
Yeah.
And, you know, imagine the editor having to do all that, especially with something that, you know, we don't see anymore.
Exactly.
We see films like Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Moonlight in their editing style.
Yeah.
We haven't seen musicals in a while.
Exactly. And especially this type of musical, that's a take on an old style, because you watch it and it's set in the present day, but it feels authentic. It feels nostalgic. It feels old. And I think that was very successful.
And again, especially the opening shot of that movie in one take.
Even
if you only had that, that's still an editing nightmare because, you know, you have to make it look
exactly.
good.
And I think they said they shut down that freeway for, 2 days?
Something like that, yes.
And that is an intricate shot. It was incredible. I mean, it really was. So I think that is a good pick. I also agree. I think La La Land should and will win for best film editing.
So in the quest for 12, La La Land is at 1, in our opinion, as of now.
That's right. Currently at 1 for La La Land. What's next, Peter?
Going to move on to Best Costume Design. We have Allied, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Florence Foster Jenkins, Jackie, and La La Land. Think without a doubt, La La Land.
Absolutely.
Biggest reason is because, like you said, it's paying homage to a bygone era.
Yeah.
But they keep the style and the clothing all in it.
Exactly.
And they do it in a subtle way because, you know, they're like going to 40s themed parties or, you know, the characters are into jazz. It's a really good idea, and of course they make it look really good.
I agree, because, you know, when you saw the trailers before the film came out, you didn't know the setting, really. You didn't know, you know, what time and place it was set. So it kind of made you think it was set in that era, but then when you watch a film, you realize it's current day.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the style. So I think that's also a good pick. Also, I mm-hmm. clearly agree. Now, this show may seem like the La La Land show, but we're just giving you some honest feedback and honest opinions on who we think will win and why.
Me and Colin call it how we see it. That's all we can say.
That's exactly right.
I'll say I can see maybe Jackie as the second option, but I think the Academy will look at La La Land and say, that's what we want.
Yeah.
It didn't go too far. It didn't go less than what they want. It's right there.
Exactly. It was very subtle, but it worked beautifully. So mark that down. That is currently 2 for La La Land. So let's move on. What do we have next?
So a category of only three options. We have Best Makeup and Hairstyling. We have A Man Called Ove, Star Trek Beyond, and Suicide Squad. Impressively.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, yeah. Suicide Squad's on here.
Interesting little lineup there. So I'm going to be honest. I don't know a lot about these about this topic as far as how it relates to film, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So what's your pick?
I didn't mark one, but I would probably have to say Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, the problem was it was shot really weird, which kind of pulled it back from... Because as much as I didn't enjoy the film, it was impressive how they made the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd hope so. It's a superhero movie. You got to get that somewhat right. But I think with Star Trek Beyond, you know, especially how we've been talking about, you know, practical versus CGI.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the call for the Academy there.
I agree.
Again, I don't think they usually do three for this category. So
interesting.
One of those things.
It will be interesting to see the winner. Absolutely. Now, just to preface here, Peter and I are agreeing a lot right now, but we do not always agree closer to the end of this list. So
when we get to the big categories,
we have our own opinions. So don't think that we're going to be agreeing to the entire show.
We're in the technical aspect of like we know what the Academy wants.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's next?
Well, Best Cinematography. You might as well just mark three now, but we'll go through the list. Arrival, Lion, Moonlight, Silence, La La Land. Again, it was an impressive musical.
Yeah.
Moonlight would be my second pick, absolutely.
Yeah.
But again, the Academy, I know what they like. It's La La Land for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was a gorgeous film, no doubt about that. I agree,
I think the big thing was that Gosling and Stone are not trained dancers.
Exactly.
And they made it where they knew they could get the dance numbers, but they still made it where you knew, like, these characters, you know, they're not professionals. They're the rising actor and actress hopefuls.
See, and that's what I love. We talked about this briefly this morning, you and I, about how it doesn't have that sharp polish that a lot of Broadway shows and a lot of that Broadway take on movie musicals has, where it's completely polished. Every performer is clearly a masterfully trained dancer. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that in some parts of the film, especially the lovely night sequence on Mount Hollywood, you can almost kind of see Ryan Gosling looking down at Emma's feet and his feet to make sure he's you know, making the right steps. And I think that as someone who is not a very good dancer, and I can definitely own up to that, I think that's pretty admirable.
It's just an interesting take on cinematography to, you know,
yeah,
make it where you want to get it perfect, but not perfect.
Exactly.
That's an impressive thing to do. And again, we're at four now for La La Land.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, no, that's three. That's three at that point.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
No worries. So, what's next?
We're just going to move on to Best Production Design.
Hmm.
We have Arrival, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Hail Caesar, La La Land, and Passengers. This is one we'll probably disagree on because I think, again, La La Land will be the winner.
Yeah.
But if I had the vote, I would go Hail Caesar.
And why?
The Coen style, for some reason, on this film just worked well. And again, these are two pretty similar films. They're paying homage to the classic Hollywood look.
That's true.
But Hail Caesar is set right in there and like really makes you believe in this studio they're trying to make for the story. But again, how La La Land uses, you know, the past and modern Los Angeles to tell its story, I think that would probably be the likely one to win.
So that's four.
Yes, four.
Although it's not your personal choice, you think it's the Academy's choice, correct?
Exactly. That's one of the ones we will disagree on, but I'm fine with La La Land.
Hey, no worries. No worries at all. We can definitely disagree.
We'll wait till disagreeing for Best Picture.
we'll get there. Don't worry. So that's four right now for La La Land. And moving on to Best Sound Mixing.
I'm just going to clarify what the difference is between sound mixing and sound editing for people at home. Sound editing is everything you see put into the film, like the dubbing, the music, etc. Sound mixing is the levels.
Yeah.
So there's that difference there. For mixing, we got Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. Good job, Michael Bay. You finally made it in there.
There you go. You're in there.
Again, I think just as a musical, La La Land.
Yeah.
That's the safe bet.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it just movie musicals in general, that's hard. That's a hard genre, not only for directors, for actors, for cinematographers, but, I mean, sound people. I mean, give me a break. It's singing and just speaking regular dialogue. I mean, that's, and music. I mean, And it's not just like background music. It's music that kind of captivates the entire scene. So that's definitely something to work with. And I agree. I think La La Land takes the cake there. That puts us up to 5 for La La Land.
Okay, we're going to move on to best sound editing. We have Arrival, Deepwater Horizon, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, and Scully. I originally marked my personal choice as Hacksaw Ridge. I'm going to recant that and go La La Land, just thinking about it more. Because, you know, I think it's usually sound mixing, sound editing, usually going hand in hand. Not always. There are exceptions. But I think this year with how they made La La Land, sound editing is probably a good
Now, that's because you spent more time listening to the album, right?
Most likely.
Because I agree, obviously. I listen to that album constantly. I think it's incredible. So especially anything related to sound, I agree that La La Land will win. So that is one more for La La Land. We're at 6 right now. We are halfway there based on who we think will win to winning it all. Mm-hmm. You know, taking the new record. I don't know if we mentioned at the very beginning of the show, but La La Land would need to win 12 Academy Awards to become the winningest film of all time.
The record is 11 between 3 films, Ben-Hur, Titanic, and Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Yeah, Return of the King. Yep. So, with our predictions, we're halfway there. So what's next, Peter?
Best original song. We have 2 songs from La La Land. We have The Audition, City of Stars, and then we have Can't Stop This Feeling from Trolls, The Empty Chair from Jim, The James Foley Story, and How Far I'll Go from Moana. So again, did you like Audition more or City of Stars more?
I think Audition was brilliant. It was incredibly brilliant. It furthered the story along in a great way for me. I thought it was brilliant. I personally like City of Stars more. I catch myself singing and humming City of Stars more. But let me give a nod to the Justin Timberlake song from Trolls. I absolutely love that song, and I actually frequently jam to that song, but I personally think City of Stars from La La Land is going to win because I think that's what the Academy is looking for.
And again, there were 2 good versions of it. There was the Gosling solo and then the Gosling and Stone duet.
Exactly.
So there was 2 powerful performances of it, although Audition and Emma Stone were brilliant together.
Absolutely.
But I think City of Stars is the safe bet.
Yeah, without a doubt. And kind of like you said, you know, the film believed in it enough, the people behind the film believed in it enough that they were going to feature the song twice. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks a lot. Yeah. So we're at 7. Next category, Peter.
We are at Best Original Score. We have Jackie, Lion, Moonlight, Passengers, and La La Land. Again, keep going. La La Land.
La La Land.
It's one of those years. We're sorry.
I mean, it is, though.
I
don't feel bad about it.
No.
I really don't. I mean, come on, though. I mean, it's a movie musical. I would hope that it would win Best Original Score. I mean, it's incredible.
I'd
the
imagine.
Music's incredible.
Yes.
All right, so we're at 8. Next category that does not have to do with La La Land, so don't worry.
We're at Best Animated Short Film, and not going to lie, we're kind of getting the categories where I know I have not seen any of them, so I'm just going to go on what I've been hearing from the Academy.
Exactly. Admittedly, I have not seen any of the ones that are nominated.
Unfortunately, these are the films that you only get access to after.
Yeah.
It's a sad fact, but that's the thing. We have Blind Vasha, Borrowed Time, Pear Cider and Cigarettes, Pearl, and Piper. I've heard Pear Cider and Cigarettes or Pearl is the likely one. That's all I can say.
Fair enough.
That, unfortunately.
You know, that would be a great opportunity for listeners to tune in next week to
exactly.
see if our guesses were correct. But admittedly, like I mentioned, I have not seen either of those films either, so
we'll just
have no guess.
We'll just start running through them. We have Best Live Action Short Film, Enemies in Turris, La Femme LED.
You know what? That was a good guess.
I'm close.
Let's just say La Femme.
Yes. Silent Nights, Sing, Time Code. Silent Nights is the one I've been hearing a lot, so I'm just going to go there.
Mark it up for Silent Nights for that category.
All right. Best Documentary Short Subject, Extremists, 4.1 Miles, Joe's Violin, Watani, My Homeland, The White Helmets. I actually have not heard a lot about this category, so like say for the viewers, we'll see how that plays out at the next week's show.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really I find that to be a very, very interesting category because I love documentary films. And I mean, obviously the next category we're going to talk about is Best Documentary Features. But I love documentaries, so I find that to be a very fascinating category. But unfortunately, I haven't seen the ones who are listed in the short documentary.
Best documentary, I've seen a few. Those were right now. We got Fire at the Sea, I'm Not Your Negro, Life Animated, OJ Made in America, 13th. I have seen OJ Made in America. It was probably one of the best things in ESPN's 30 for 30 series they've done in a long time.
I've heard a lot of buzz about that
and
one.
It's the likely winner.
Mark down OJ for best documentary feature.
What a good year it's been for OJ.
There you go.
Had a good FX series, had a good document. Man.
He's just chalking up the awards, isn't he? So next, what do we have next, Peter?
We were at Best Foreign Language Film.
Best Foreign Language Film.
Again, these are ones that I do not get to until 6 months after.
Yeah, same.
Land of Mine from Denmark, A Man Called Ovi from Sweden, The Salesman from Iran, Tana from Australia, and Tony Utterman from Germany. I've heard a lot about either A Man Called Ovi or The Salesman. And again, A Man Called Ovi was previously nominated for Best Makeup and Hairstyling. So that might be an indication that that's a film that really got the Academy's attention.
Yeah, two nominations. There you go.
All right, so this, we're moving back to the more
mainstream,
more commercial.
More commercial, yeah. So best animated feature film. Mm-hmm. What do you have for us, Peter?
We have Kubo and the Two Strings, Moana, My Life as a Zucchini, The Red Turtle, and Zootopia. Surprisingly, the big snub in this category, Finding Dory, was not included.
I know, yeah. Very, very interesting.
But it was a pretty stacked year for animated films like this, so it kind of did not surprise me in some ways.
I mean, there was a lot of competition. And who do you have as your personal pick?
I personally picked The Red Turtle. I love the art style and how it went, but I'm thinking Zootopia is the likely.
Zootopia was a great movie.
It was huge.
It was huge. It was hilarious.
Yes, and you don't forget. And again, the Academy does not forget a film like that.
I liked it. I thought they did a great job with Zootopia. So I will agree. I think Zootopia will win Best Animated Feature Film as well.
All right. We're getting into the big ones, everybody.
The big ones. Here we go.
We're at Best Adapted Screenplay. We have Arrival, Fences, Hidden Figures, Lion, or Moonlight. My personal choice is Moonlight because it's probably one of the most original films I've seen in a long time. But I think Fences, it has what the Academy wants.
I agree.
Because originality is not always one of the Academy.
That's true.
That's a big thing we have to know, especially how Best Picture works now.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a completely good point. And I think you were mentioning earlier about, you know, the time and the glitz and the glam that the Oscars receive, you know.
Exactly.
So, I think that's a justified pick for Best Adapted Screenplay.
Now we're at a controversial one for us.
Let's hear
Best
it.
Original Screenplay, Hell or High Water, La La Land, The Lobster, Manchester by the Sea, or 20th Century Women. This is a big one because there are three that I think should win. Hell or High Water, La La Land, and Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah.
This is one where my personal pick is Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
For those who know me, that was probably my favorite film of the year. But I think Manchester by the Sea, I think this is the one that is the really original one, but it's going to impress the Academy. But again, La La Land's in there, and that is a very real possibility.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think this one is kind of up in the air. It depends what the Academy is looking for this year, you know,
exactly.
Because if La La Land were to win, it would put it at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it would only need 2 to tie, 3 to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be very pivotal for La La Land because you have Best Actress, Best Actor, Best Director, and then Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
So if La La Land were to win this one, it would take a lot of pressure off the other categories that would need to win in order to take the trophy for winning a film in history. But kind of like you said, there are a lot of heavy hitters and, you know, the originality is really going to play a lot into this category, so it's going to be interesting. I don't know if I can confidently make a choice.
With my personal cynicism with the Academy, I think Manchester by the Sea is what they want for a category like this.
Yeah.
But again, these voters, they can do whatever they want.
Exactly. So at this point, if La La Land did not win, it would still be 8-8. If it did, that would put it at 9.
And it's a possibility it can win.
Exactly. It's on the list. So, I mean, obviously,
it's a tough category for sure.
Without a doubt.
We're going to move on to Best Supporting Actress. We have Viola Davis, Naomi Harris, Nicole Kidman, Octavia Spencer, and Michelle Williams. I have Naomi Harris from Moonlight, but I think Viola Davis from Fences is likely going to.
I agree. I think Viola Davis will win. She's my personal pick as
well. She was great in that role in Fences. It just makes sense.
It does make sense. But I can see where you're coming from as well with your choice. It really could go either way, but I do agree with who you think is likely to win. I think Viola Davis will more than likely win this
one. If you all have not seen Fences or Moonlight, do yourself a favor, because they are very impressive
films. Without a doubt.
Okay, moving next to Best Supporting Actor. We have Jeff Bridges, Lucas Hedges, Dev Patel, Michael Shannon, and Mahershala Ali.
Again, who's your pick?
My personal pick is Jeff Bridges. I just love when he does stuff, and him as a Texas Ranger on the verge of retiring, so good. But Mahershala Ali in Moonlight, easily the star of the film.
Yeah.
He's, in the supporting terms, absolutely going to win that.
That's another one that's kind of up in the air.
In some cases,
as far as supporting is concerned, because I feel like that's one that can always. I mean, any award can go either way, you know. But for best supporting actor and actress, I kind of feel like you never truly know.
Yes.
You have a general idea, but you never know which way the Academy is going to go. You know what I mean?
We'll know pretty soon, because best supporting actor usually opens the show now.
Exactly.
So we'll know pretty quick.
We shall see pretty soon, just a couple more days. So we're moving into the nitty gritty, the big award. So best actress. Who's your personal choice, and who do you think the likely winner is?
I'll just go for the list real quick. We got Isabelle Huppert, Ruth Negga, Natalie Portman, Emma Stone, and, of course, Meryl Streep.
Because why not?
I guess it's required at this point.
Yeah. Every year they're like, okay, Meryl Streep, let's put her down.
I can't see Emma Stone not getting it.
I agree.
She was just incredible in La La Land. She kind of fell off the face of the earth in the past 2 years or so after Spider-Man 2.
And she kind of just came out of the woodwork.
This
was
incredible.
Yeah.
And I think she deserves it well. And I can't imagine her not winning that
exactly.
award.
I agree. That puts La La Land at 9. Mm-hmm. So two more to tie, 3 to win. Now, again, that is if it does not win Best Original Screenplay.
And we only have 3 categories
left. Only 3 left. So what are we at next, Peter?
Best Actor. Casey Affleck. Andrew Garfield. Ryan Gosling. Viggo Mortensen. And Denzel Washington, five great
absolutely.
Actors,
this
actors.
Is a hard one.
Denzel Washington's always great. Viggo Mortensen and Captain Fantastic was great. Garfield was great. But I think it's going to come down to Casey Affleck or Ryan Gosling.
I agree.
And I have Ryan Gosling as my personal choice.
Same.
But I think Casey Affleck has what the Academy wants.
I agree.
And I think that's what's going to push him over.
I agree. My personal choice is Ryan Gosling, but I agree. I think Casey Affleck will win this award. And as we mentioned, this could become a deciding factor, you know, in all of this as far as, you know, beating the record is concerned for La La Land. I would love to see Ryan Gosling win, but I don't know.
He's been impressive these past couple of years, especially 2016, because, like I say, Nice Guys was another role he was great in. If you could have multiple acting chops for this category, I think he would win it. But we're looking at La La Land versus Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea. And I think Casey Affleck is going to get that role.
I agree.
All right. Best Director. We have Denis Villeneuve for Arrival, Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge. Good to see Mel again.
How you doing, Mel?
Damien Chazelle for La La Land, Kenneth Lohngren for Manchester by the Sea, and Barry Jenkins for Moonlight.
Who do you think?
I have Damien Chazelle for La La Land.
Agreed.
Although I can see Barry Jenkins or Kenneth Loggin for Moonlight and Manchester by the Sea, respectively. But I think just Damien Chazelle has proven himself. He had Whiplash a few years back, proved himself very well. And this year he just did an incredible job with La La Land directing. Again, a film that should not have worked in this day and age, but he did it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's his lock.
Yeah. Yep, it should. I think La La Land has that one locked down. That puts La La Land at 10. With Ryan Gosling not winning Best Actor and with La La Land not winning Best Screenplay. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to the big one.
Best Picture.
We disagree on this one.
Yes, we do. We have Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight.
That is a lot of films.
It's a very good list. I got 8 out of 9 this year viewed. Proud of myself. And, again, for people who know me, if I had to vote, It would be hell or high water.
Boo.
Thank you.
You know, you very well could be right, and it could go either way.
It's one of those films that I loved a lot, but I know the Academy will never love it the way I do. I'm fine with that, and I think in the end...
Who is your likely winner? Let's ask that question.
The likely winner is La La Land. I think La La Land is a very safe lock for Best Picture. Moonlight could be the spoiler. Or yeah. Manchester by the Sea. Those are the two that will give it a run for its money.
Yeah.
Because we've had weird years where, you know, you had that one film that's just winning everything, and then you get to Best Picture, like, of course it's going to win. Does not happen.
Yeah, it wins everything else except for Best Picture. So it very well could happen.
Got to remember Spotlight last year.
Exactly.
Out of nowhere.
Exactly. That's very true. We shall see. I'm confident that La La Land will win Best Picture because I simply think, and I know we've talked a lot about La La Land in this show, but simply because I think it was that good. I truly do think it was that good.
It was it's a film that doesn't come around a
exactly.
lot. And it actually changes
you're right.
a genre.
You're right. And when I left the theater, it's a film I continuously thought about. I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I went and saw it again. You know, it's one of those kind of movies for me. And that's why I personally think it is locked down Best Picture, and I think it deserves Best Picture. Because, as I mentioned before in previous musicals, or in previous episodes, rather, I love musicals. And when I see it so beautifully done on a screen, it's so raw. And I know we've talked about that in the past. It's very raw. It wasn't over the top. It wasn't too flashy in the sense of everything had to be absolutely perfect from singing and dancing. It was so raw. And I think that, to me, is what made it so great and why I think it should and will win Best Picture. But then again, I have been wrong before.
It was a strong year for movies, and the Academy, especially Best Picture, is stacked. But I think that in the end, La La Land is what the Academy wants,
yeah.
knowing how they vote.
So, yeah, I agree. That puts La La Land at 11. Of what we think...
That's a four-way tie now.
That's a four-way tie. If it wins all 11 awards that we are pretty confident that it will win, that it will be a tie for the record, but it needs either Best Actor or Best Original Screenplay.
There's a good chance
to take the tie.
I would love to see Ryan Gosling win it, but I do not think he just has
enough. Either. So if it gets the ones we predicted and screenplay, it becomes the winningest film in history, which I would love to see. Incredible film. So, you know, what do you think? Do you think that's...
I would be satisfied with it. I think, again, for me last year, my favorite film was Mad Max.
Yeah.
Changed the action genre forever. This, for me, changed the musical genre. And I think... this is the type of film that the Oscars would be very willing to say, you changed the genre, and we're going to award you for that.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. But the sound of that music does mean that's the end of this episode of Real Talk.
This is our show. They can't do this.
that's the Academy. That's how they work. So don't forget, folks, to check us out on iTunes, the Google Play Store, and on KRCU.org. Be sure to tune in next week for our recap of the Academy Awards, and we'll see if our predictions turned out the way we thought. So for Real Talk, I'm Colin Ritter.
I'm Pierre Lewis.
We'll see you at the movies.